elltonjohn.world. This is Saturday Night's All Right for Podcasting from Radio Elton John for Elton John World. I'm your host, George Matlock. After a small break, we are back and we have some amazing new songs recorded by our radio orchestra, Pinner. They've made their first attempt, which was a debut, last time when we interviewed Andrei Miropolsky. Their latest delight is coming up soon. But first, about tonight's special guests. 2 years ago, you may remember that this very month we interviewed artist Ian Beck about his amazing illustrations for the landmark album Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, celebrating half a century. Well, now we are back on the very topic of that album, thanks to two Italian gentlemen, Elton John fans who have written an amazing book, yes, a whole book, get this, devoted to just one gatefold album. What is more, we are thrilled that there are several references to Elton John World column writer Cheryl Herman's interview for Goodbye Yellow Brick Road saxophonist Leroy Gomez. So a big thank you for that. The book is called Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, The Making of an Epic Album. And tonight we are hoping to make an epic episode of Saturday Night's All Right for Podcasting, which is nearly the name of a song on that very album. So stick with us as we also find out how you can win this fabulous book. That's all coming up in the next hour. So it is our unreserved pleasure to link with both authors, Andrea Grasso and Luca Perassi. All right. Steady on. That's enough. Go on, cut. Get out of here. I don't want to see you again. Andrea, Luca, welcome to Radio Elton John. How are you both?
Thank you. Thank you very much, George, for this invitation. Very exciting to be here and to discuss this book and this album and Elton's music with you and Andrea. So it's going to be a blast, I'm sure.
It's going to be a blast. I like the way you said that. That's Luca. Welcome indeed to the program, chaps. Let's find out a little bit about you authors first. So can I begin with you, Luca? You are actually a journalist, I believe, and a publisher. Am I right?
Yeah, exactly. As a journalist, I work for Classic Rock Italy. Mm-hmm. I'm specialized on the Beatles because my big thing is Paul McCartney. I've also worked with his company MPL a couple of years ago, doing some additional research for a compilation box. And and I'm also the publisher of this series, which the book is part of. And the series is called Milestones. And I thought that was impossible not to have Goodbye Yellow Brick Road in this series. So we're going to talk about it, but that's my background, yeah.
Fantastic. And I totally agree with you. You can't have a series called Milestones, which of course are stones which are actually 1 mile apart on a road, without an album called Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, right? So you're quite right. Okay. So Andrea, now I want to bring you in here. Andrea Grasso, tell us, you have been an avid fan and collector who I know that 2 years ago was featured by Record Collector Magazine's Elton John Special, I believe. Would you say you're a big, big Elton John fan?
Yeah, I would say I'm a huge, huge Elton John fan, and I'm very expert on his discography, and because I collect actually all his records, so LP, CDs, singles, magazine, you name it.
Yeah.
And yes, by accident I found an ad about some collectors who wanted to appear in this special issue of Record Collector, and I sent them an interview with some of my some of the photos of my collection. And
the rest, as they say, is history. Yeah. And yeah. Andrea, tell us the when you say you've been a fan, what, since how long ago? When did you become an Elton fan? 1970?
No, 1970, I wasn't even born.
Ah, right. So quite more recently.
I was born in 1977.
Right.
So, okay. No, actually, I only knew Elton in 1988. Mm-hmm. I was 11. Mm-hmm. During an Italian TV show, it was called Telemike, with hosted by Mike Bongiorno. Maybe you know him.
Yeah.
And I used to watch this every Thursday. And I had no idea who Elton John was, because I was just not interested in music by then. So he came, he played "A World in Spanish" and "I Don't Want to Go On." Uh-huh. Did a short interview. So from that day, I just knew who he was, but still not interested in his music or in music in general. But I started listening to Elton in 1992, when The One was released. Because a couple of school classmates started talking about this album, mm-hmm. and exchanging it. So I just became curious and I asked for it to borrow, of course. Mm-hmm. And when they lent me The One, they also lent me The Very Best, yep. which I like much more than The One album. So I was actually hooked by The Very Best, but thanks to The One.
Right.
And then I immediately fell in love with The Very Best, with all of it. So I started searching for the whole albums. And believe me, in 1992, 1993, it was very difficult to find Elton John albums in the shops.
Really? My goodness. This is 1990 or is this 1890? I'm trying to work out. sounds unusual. Why was that? Do you know why it was difficult to find Elton? Was it just because he was not, he was kind of going through a bit of a hiatus? He wasn't that popular at that moment and the shops were just not stocking him?
Well, actually, you could find the latest album. So you could find, again, The One, The Very Best, but not the older albums.
Got it. Yeah,
one of the most difficult to find was To Love for Zero and Tumbleweed Connection. I had to order them from a mailing shop.
Got it. Yeah. In the early, yes. Well, and then of course the internet opened the doors to everything as well. So and made the world a much smaller place. It's interesting you say Too Low for Zero, because I became a fan in 1983, and in my case, and I always love talking to fans about what made them a fan, you know. And in my case, it was a bit of an odd one, because just before I'm Still Standing was released, he went ahead with that lovely piece, I guess that's why they call it the blues, and he went on a children's program, and I was still a teenager at the time, and he went on Blue Peter, which is a BBC program, and Simon Groom, the presenter, asked him, so how do you do it, Elton? You keep coming out with hit after hit. How do you do it? And he just stood there blankly and said, well, I don't know. I mean, I just do it, you know. And I just thought there was something honest about that. It wasn't a great answer. It wasn't a great answer at all, but it was somehow very honest. And that immediately captured me. And I've been a fan ever since. I guess that's why they call it the blues. So whenever he played it on stage, which he always did, as you know, he never did a show without it. I'm so pleased that he always remembered that song. Anyway, we're now going to play a song of our own here, which we're very proud of. And I want to see what you think of this one. It's actually from our very own resident band, Pinner, and it's called Elton's Biggest Fan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Rap. Hey son, I changed my name to Rocket Stan. Got a glitter cape and a backup plan. Painted stars on my garage door. Now homeowners association won't talk to me no more. I bought platform shoes just like his pair. Twisted my ankle going down the stairs. Rode goodbye yellow brick road in my vows. Now my marriage is on very thin ground. Cause I'm Elton's biggest fan. No debate. Wore heart shaped shades to a court date. I bedazzled my toaster. Named my cat Tiny Dancer. My house is a shrine and I'm the freelance prancer. I got every album, vinyl, and CD. Bootlegs from 7-2 that I bought off Etsy. My ringtone's Benny and the Jets real loud. It went off during church, now I'm banned from the crowd. Taught my parrot to sing, I'm still standing, even when it's wildly not commanding. And I once cried for 3 whole days when he wore that feather boa on the Hollywood Bowl stage. Oh, I threw a tantrum and cried real hard when someone confused him with Billy Joel at the bar. I've seen Rocket Man 34 times and I sobbed every time like it's a war crime. I have seen Elton perform in concert maybe 6 million times more than you. Cause I'm better than you. It's the things that I do. My car horn plays Levon, that's a fact. My license plate reads Kiki back. At my desk job, I wear sequins and flare. HR asked why, I said circle of life, don't care. Built a mini Elton out of cheese for my niece's birthday. She was not pleased. I serenade strangers on the train with Daniel. They call security, but I call it a fan duel. Cause I'm Elton's biggest fan, it's fake. I hosted a vigil for his tour's end date. I dream in falsetto, I sneeze in vibrato. My soul wears feathers, my life's full bravado. So if you think you love him more than me, let's have a sing off in aisle 3. Bring your best wig and your fiercest stance. We'll settle this with a glitter dance. Long live Elton, my vinyl collection and fame.
Bang, there you go. That's Elton's Biggest Fan by Pinner. Gentlemen, what did you make of that? And would you see that as being a single?
No.
Oh, well, okay. Well, all right. Then we'll go on to the next question.
Why not?
It's a rap. Obviously, it's a rap. But what did you think of it? Did you like it?
Very, very much.
Okay, well, it's very kind of you to say so. Anyway, gentlemen, let's now move on then to our first real question about the book, which, of course, we're very thrilled about. But just reminding everyone, that was Pinner, our resident orchestra, with their latest creation for Radio Elton John. We're very proud of them. Okay, so let's turn to the book then. Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road, The Making of an Epic Album. Now, this book covers all 17 songs on the double LP, plus cover versions, plus anytime Elton has performed the songs live, plus songs recorded but released in other formats, plus, and more plus. Now,
hey, how listen long up. Did it take Here's you what to we just discovered.
Platinum Access from Radio Elton John offers you 40 exclusive episodes.
Access to future episodes.
First 20 editions with enhanced audio plus transcripts.
Loyalty gift after 2 years subscription.
And the best bit?
Listen up. Just $1.99 per month.
Why settle for silver when you can have platinum?
Get it now from RadioEltonJohn.world.